Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
What?
He is a five-star douchebagger.
Go play intramurals, brother.
No. At the club. No.
No.
Oh no, they were hurting you so bad. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no.
Yeah, baby.
Go to that lake.
Damn it.
Isachi.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Shut up. Great little player.
I can't even imagine.
I think it's really sexy.
Girl, you something else.
My eyes are very important to me.
What do you think you are?
All right. What's up?
Just waiting for hot dong talk.
Well, can I start with vagine talk?
Trying to prepare myself.
You can also get the power snatch.
Gosh. Yeah, by the way, someone who's friends with the sports bra lady says she's willing to come on and talk to us.
They want
to
connect us.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Us and the sports bra.
Jenny Nguyen.
That's right. Only one of us, though, supports female sports.
Yeah, Buckley, thank you.
You're welcome.
Doing yeoman's work. It's the last time one of you went to, a female sporting event.
I went to my niece's soccer game.
And when was that?
San Diego. Christmas?
Buck?
I don't know if I have ever been to one at any level.
Last weekend for me. Who all of a sudden is a champion of women's rights? Me. Thank you. You pigs.
So I'd like to start with vagina news because it's become known now, and she talked about it in a new interview with Rolling Stone, that Billie Eilish is gay.
Oh. All right.
I'm gay.
That makes sense. I assume that if you are a big-time Hollywood celebrity, you got like a 70% chance that you're gay.
Well, the only reason I tell you this is because I thought her quote was great. And let me pull up the full quote here.
By the way, she went from like completely like covered up, and now she's like, she used to wear all like super baggy clothes. Now she's just out there like letting it go.
Can I make a prediction?
Yeah.
That I think that within the next... How old is Billie Eilish? Can you tell me that off the top of your...
I'd go like 25, maybe.
Yeah. Within the next
She'll be 23 this year.
Okay, so she's still young.
Still very young.
Within the next 10 years, Billie Eilish is going to do a rebrand and she will be stunning. Do you remember when Lady Gaga came out and she was wearing like meat outfits and stuff?
Yeah, she was wearing meat heels and whatnot, and then she did the Tony Bennett thing.
And then she pivoted to a more classy Gaga. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to get that with Billie Eilish eventually. I think right now she's kind of finding herself and her image and everything, going through her, you know, it's their stages, right? Sure. We saw this with Miley and they, I think Billie, in other words, what I'm saying is I think Billie Eilish is actually stunningly beautiful.
Yeah.
If she, you know, like, depending on how she presents herself, and I think you're going to get that and we're all going to be like, oh my God.
Well, she already
she's the whole package.
She's had a little bit of that because, like I said, she went from like the teen super covered up stuff. And if you look at some of her outfits recently, I mean, it's...
Is she already kind of classing it up?
Well, she just is exposing a lot. How about that?
Well, okay, like, but I just mean like...
Yeah. Yeah, she's...
If she grows into womanhood, she is going to be super hot. Yeah. And there's going to be a stage where she's going to come out and we're going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah, I could see that. Because like I said, she posed, it was for like Vogue or something where she dressed up in a bunch of lingerie and people were like, whoa. Like they had not seen that side of her. And I think she's going through the sexual liberation phase right now, like where you're letting it all hang out, like the Miley Cyrus thing.
And now she's talking about her sexuality.
Yeah, and then she'll swing, you know.
Didn't Kristen Stewart kind of do this a little bit?
She's doing it right now. She's gone. She's
still doing it.
As far as letting it all hang out, it seems like she's very overt about this.
I think her thing right now is she's, and I'm not saying this. I think she said it. She's claiming she wants to be as queer as possible. Like she's
who? Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart. I get the Rolling Stone still occasionally.
Yeah. Oh, so you'll get this interview.
Yeah, it still shows up in my house once in a while, and she was on the Kristen Stewart was on the cover, and it's an interesting look, and she, her whole thing is she's trying to make people uncomfortable with this gay, like, that was like her whole point. She's like, I'm going to see how uncomfortable I can make this for men who are trying to sexualize me.
Gay. Okay.
It's interesting.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I think she's hot.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think if you saw the Rolling Stone cover, I'm not certain that you would. I think her point is she's trying to take you and give you the middle finger and be like
you want a makeover? Watch this, buddy.
Yeah, you think I'm sexy?
All right, well,
let me watch this.
Let me go look. It's the cover?
It's a cover, and there's a whole photo shoot inside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is what's happening inside.
Okay.
It's
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Boy, she's right.
Yeah. She is determined to make you not think that she is sexy. And let me tell you what. Mission
accomplished.
It's
I get the point.
Yeah.
She was like duly noted.
She's like in like a jock strap, like sitting on a toilet. It's
with her hand on her pants.
Yeah. When I was flipping through the Rolling Stone, I was like, whoa.
Because that's what we do as guys.
Yeah, I guess.
We put on our jocks and we sit on the toilet with our hand down our pants.
Is it Roseanne who grabbed her crotch and spit after the national anthem? Roseanne
Barr.
Yeah.
So here's her quote. She said, this is Billie Eilish.
We're going back to Billie Eilish.
She explained this in a Rolling Stone profile. She said, I wrote some of it before even doing anything with a girl and then wrote the rest after. I've been in love with girls for my whole life, but I just didn't understand until last year. I realized I wanted my face in a vagina. And I thought that quote was great.
Well, who doesn't? Really join the club.
But yeah, I just thought that quote was great. I think she's great. I think she's...
I wanted my face in a vagina.
And that was what hit you. Okay.
Yeah, that was... The way she said that, I thought was wonderful. And, I don't know. I like Billie Eilish, and I think she's really talented, too.
She is very talented.
So she is gay.
Okay.
Okay, much like...
Until she's not.
Until she decides she's not.
I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay.
Look, I am a firm believer of, I think you are born. That whole, you're not getting cured of your gayness, the prayed away, that's ridiculous. You're born that way, and whatever floats your boat... I do find it mildly interesting that, like, in Hollywood and, like, celebrities' kids, the rate at which, like, celebrities and uber Hollywood types have gay and trans children, it's, like, impossible. The numbers, like the chances of you having a transgender kid is already off the charts, right? And there's like celebrity, like some Hollywood type, and they're like, yeah, I've got three trans kids, and the other two, one's non-binary, and the other one's gay. I'm like, so you're, the odds of that happening are like you winning the lottery seven times. I just think sometimes in Hollywood, just be prepared. It's like Demi Lovato. Like you're gay 1 minute, and then you're non-binary the next, and then you've got an eating disorder 2 seconds from now, and then you're back to liking dudes. And whatever, whatever you need to be happy, I support. But I take some of the announcements when it comes from big Hollywood celebrities, and I'm like, we'll see you in 6 months and see where you're at.
Now to the Girthmaster.
Oh. The Girthmaster? What?
And I am not speaking of myself.
You is that what your wife calls you at home?
Hey, sometimes.
Hey, Girthmaster, come here. You should get a t-shirt. That should be the next tenant of the fan shirt.
No, this is taken. This is taken by a man who is a dude. He's a ginger from Brisbane, Australia.
Okay.
And he calls himself the Girthmaster. Hmm. And his massive dong earns him $80,000 a month.
Oh, 80 grand a month? Yeah. OnlyFans?
From OnlyFans.
Yeah. I can't say that I knew that male OnlyFans was a thing.
He's 30 years old, and he is saying, so what happened was,
Do I Google Girthmaster, or should I be terrified?
I don't know. I'm just reading this from the New York Post. Mm-hmm. You have at it. Mm-hmm. So he's a dude who was just, apparently he showed up in like a street interview on TikTok.
Okay.
Apparently TikTokers go around and they just interview people. Well, they find him.
He looks just like a normal dude, by the way.
Yeah. He's tall. You can tell he's like 6'5".
He's tall.
But he gets interviewed, and he calls himself, on this video, he calls himself the Girthmaster. Because they ask him, hey, what do you do? He's like, I'm the Girthmaster.
Don't you
and
know?
And I make money on OnlyFans. And so that video is what went viral. I don't know how many people knew about him before this, but that goes viral. And now you've got celebrities commenting on the Girthmaster. And he is using this whole thing. It's like he blew up overnight. Mm. He is using the whole thing to point out sexism when, you know, like teachers. Remember there was that story of the teacher who got fired because she was on OnlyFans?
Yeah, you can't have that.
He says he is celebrated. And he said not only are most of his fans men, they celebrate him.
What?
And his gigantic hog.
Girthmaster.
Yeah, he says, and so he is actually doing a pretty good thing. He's calling it out. He's like, wait a minute, if you're celebrating me on OnlyFans, celebrate the women.
Well, but is he he's not a teacher though, right?
No, like, he's the Girthmaster.
He's the Girthmaster, but I think the point is no one's giving women crap. Well, some are, but like if you're on OnlyFans and you're a gal and you're making a bunch of money, like the Catch Me Outside girl, you know, hey, you're making millions of dollars, whatever, but if you're a teacher, you can't have an OnlyFans and then be like, I don't know why I got fired. Like, it doesn't work.
Well, he's anointed himself the Girthmaster. He has an 8-inch long, 7-inch circumference.
I may or may not have found the Girthmaster.
Flesh Zeppelin.
Did you call it a Flesh Zeppelin?
That's correct.
I've never heard that before.
Like, you got to admire. Like, you said that dude's making 80 G's a month.
He says. I don't know.
I mean, we're in
people
the
want to see this.
That's $1 million a year, right?
We're
close
in the
to
wrong
it.
Line of business, man.
Well, I don't think we are. I'm just not packing the right heat. I mean, I'd do that if I were him.
I'll be dead serious.
I'm not.
I'm dead serious. You are right now.
Yes.
Like, and everyone knows who you are, right? Yeah. Your 20-year career.
Yeah.
And someone, and it turns out, like, you've been lying to us the entire time. The real Girthmaster is right here. And you see this, and you're like, dude, your wife's like, honey, I'm telling you, you're better than
you
this.
Need to put this on OnlyFans.
Do you have the balls, or in this case, do you have the hog to throw on OnlyFans? You're like, yep, I'm leaning into this.
100%.
Do you?
Hell yeah, dude.
Friends, family, listeners, your mom and dad.
Well, my mom and dad aren't going to get on there.
Well, they're going to be aware that you're the Girthmaster.
Well, you know, look, I have another career as a stupid radio host.
See, I think a lot of
they're
people
already embarrassed.
I think a lot of people say that they would do that, and I'm not certain how many people would have the guts to do it.
That's too much money to pass up. As a matter of fact, this guy even said he said he, for the longest time, he didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
But one of his, I guess, I don't know, somebody he stooped or one of his friends said, dude, you don't understand
you gotta do this.
What you have there.
Yeah.
Because he didn't. He grew up, you know, obviously when you're, you know, there's always that magical moment in a boy's life where he realizes where he stacks up.
Where you stack, yeah, in the pecking order.
It's usually like seventh grade PE.
Yeah. You see the German foreign exchange student.
But this guy didn't have that, and he needed a woman to say, dude, you don't understand. You can make a mint off of that thing.
So he was just swinging a hammer at it. No idea.
Didn't know.
No idea. I didn't know you could make a bunch of money with a hammer. I thought that only went one way.
He said a lot of people just it's just curious. Like, it's not sexual at all. They're like, what does that look like? What is that? Is he telling the truth? They want to see if he's actually telling the truth.
Yeah. Well,
and it turns out
he is.
According to Big Sook, penis researcher,
his
meat lolly stacks up.
Look, I may or may not have Googled Girthmaster penis, and it's there, you know. Now, at the same time, I'm not going to say it's, like, alarming or anything. I'll tell you this. If you asked me, is that an $80,000 a month penis, I would have said no. Because you know that meme of the black guy sitting on the edge of the bed who since passed away?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They put a Santa hat on him. Like, it's everywhere. Look at...
What do I Google?
Black guy, giant penis, end of bed. Like, ooh. He's sitting down. Like, once you see it, you'll be like, oh, yeah. And it's usually covered up. Like, it might be the most memed meme.
They use it as a, like, someone will put, like, they'll Photoshop something over it because it's such a popular image.
Yeah.
I have never seen that.
Really?
Not one time.
Oh, my gosh.
You know why? He was off of Twitter for so long.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it probably wouldn't have found you if you weren't on Twitter, and you weren't for a very long
time. His name is Barry Wood.
Well, he's dead now.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, I don't know what killed him. Probably lack of blood flow to his brain. What did he say? Barry Wood? By the way, that's a phenomenal... Yeah, that's him. See, now, if you find the uncensored version of that, that's an $80,000 a month penis. Like, that thing is...
So you're saying the Girthmaster is kind of full of it?
No, it's... Look, I understand.
He's full,
it's,
all right.
It's, you know, you want to, like, give him a fist bump. But when you see Barry Wood, Barry Wood's not a fist bump. You clap. You're like, you know what, dude? Like, that's like seeing the opening of, like, a skyscraper or, like, a launch of, like, Cape Canaveral. Like, that's an event. The Girthmaster, yeah. But this is, like I said, I just wouldn't think it's an $80,000 a month penis. But
well,
who, you know.
OnlyFans is a different animal, you know.
Yeah.
Especially when you go viral.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's just...
Well, like, in some of the people on there, Denise Richards says she's making $2 million a month.
Yeah.
And you can see her naked. Carmen Electra is pulling in a couple mil a month now. And the weird part is, these girls have been naked so many times. And now they're older, and they weren't... So they were naked, got famous, and then stopped being naked, because that's another fascinating thing. You get famous by being nude. And then once you become famous enough, then you no longer have to get nude. But then when you become irrelevant, then you go back to being nude, and then it's brand new again, and people pay you millions of dollars.
Yeah. I mean, look, if there's that kind of money sitting out there, I don't blame anyone for going on there and doing whatever you do.
No.
I really don't.
It's every bit as wholesome as going to the Live Tour. I mean, like, what?
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Well,
go get that bag.
Your body.
The Denise Richards one was her daughter started an OnlyFans account and made a bunch of money, and mom was like, what? And her daughter was like, Mom, you do it. And she was like, okay. And now they're both making millions off of just being nude. I mean, I don't know how much it costs, but I think it's only like per month, isn't it usually like 10, 15, 20 bucks, something like that? I don't think it's that expensive. But you get enough people to do it, and, you know.
Well, I have more dong news for you.
Amazingly, I have dong audio intersecting with sports for you as well. Happened tonight.
Great. Great. Look at this.
Look Synergy. At
yeah, so next I'm going to tell you about a guy who has a foot-long thrill drill, and he is getting booted from yoga classes because of it.
Oh my God. Where's his OnlyFans?
And by the way, you said... Girthmaster looks like a normal dude.
Yeah.
This guy...
does not.
I mean, he looks homely fat dork.
The Girthmaster is a good-looking guy. He's like a good-looking... He's like a better in-shape Scotty Scheffler.
So more dong news.
Yeah.
Coming up next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I got a text from Adam Bjornson. He goes, my buddy literally just sent me this yesterday after I inquired about a video of an orca pod in Astoria. And he got sent, instead of an orca pod, he just got sent a photo of Barry Wood. And let me tell you something. That's an $80,000 a month penis. Rest in peace, Barry Wood. That, you know what? That's a six-figure a month penis.
What happened to the guy?
I don't know.
Was he a porn guy?
I don't know. I don't know where. I didn't know his name before today.
See, isn't it interesting? Like, if you, back in the day, if you were hung like that,
yeah,
you'd have to go to porn to capitalize on it, right?
Yeah.
Now, all you got to do is fire up OnlyFans.
Pretty much.
You know?
Yeah.
It's much more wholesome.
Yeah. I mean, is it?
Same with women.
Is it wholesome?
Yes.
He died of a heart attack in 2016 at the age of 45. Hmm. Born Wardy Joubert III. He was an American preacher, a football coach, and a pornographic model.
What? He was a preacher?
That's what it says.
Get right the hell out of town. He's got a whole line of merchandise, though. There's a you can go to his. I don't know who owns it, but yeah, he's selling. well, there's a bobblehead, but it's not called a bobblehead. You know, it's a bobble something.
we now have another story of a guy with a massive squirm handle.
Okay.
Now this guy is actually quite sad. As a matter of fact, you've probably read about him before. I think maybe we've talked about him. But he claims to have the biggest penis in the UK.
Oh, okay. I've seen the guy who claims to have the biggest penis in the world.
Yeah.
I think he's from like South America. And it's
really, it's, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen that. And that's what this guy says. This guy's name
What's his name?
Matt Barr. He's okay. 40 years old. He's British. He claims to have the biggest penis in the UK. And he has written a book called A Long Story, Life with One of the World's Largest Penises.
Mm.
I can't imagine who would read that.
Yeah.
But
what else are you going to do? I mean,
he put that out there.
And unlike the Girthmaster, he is not an attractive individual.
No, he is a homely,
yes,
overweight,
yeah,
sad little. And he even says it. He says, I was reading an interview with him. He says that it's a curse, not a blessing.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah, it's... dude, my Google search is something else right now.
Because then he says women, oftentimes, women will know who he is, and they'll want to get with that, mm-hmm. and he doesn't like that. And then
shut up. You do, too. Stop
well, he says
it.
He doesn't. And then other times, he feels like he can't... Like, it's a problem because he waits as long as he can to you know,
yeah.
you know, reveal it.
Mm-hmm, the big reveal.
And then once that happens, he says things just go south. Mm.
Yeah. I believe he's lying because, no offense to, unless that dude's got a bunch of money, the only thing he's got going for him is that.
Well, he doesn't have a bunch of money. And he says that he has been asked to leave multiple yoga classes. Because they thought he was getting a...
Yeah.
They thought he was pitching a tent.
In reality, he's just...
He was not.
Yeah.
It was just his giant dong.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's sad.
Yeah.
How do you convince somebody? Like, do you just... I mean...
You got to wear baggy clothes, I guess.
Well, he does. He says he does.
And it doesn't matter.
No, he can't hide it. And they're like...
Tape it down?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Tight spandex, perhaps?
I don't have this problem.
No, I mean... Not many people do, but I mean, I suppose there is a, you know, you get to a certain point, like, yeah, too big.
He says that most people love the idea, but the practicality of it is awful. Yes. He's like, it's just not, you know, you can imagine.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not good.
Well, and like, imagine, you know, you're running or, you know, any sort of day-to-day activity. And here's the thing, if he was a good-looking fella, he could probably turn that into some money, like the Girthmaster, but I don't think anyone's paying to see him.
No.
And so the one I was talking about, there's a dude named Roberto Cabrera. He's in his 50s. He's a Mexican man, and he claims that he has the largest penis in the world. It is over 19 inches long.
What?
And it weighs 3 pounds.
No way.
19?
Yes, when you, like, just Google.
No.
What's his name?
Just Google largest penis in the world and the dude pops up.
Can I just get his name, please?
Yeah, it is Robert Cabrera. And he covers it up like in the photos, but like you.
That's not real.
That's real. That's real. It's absurd.
Why do you think that's real?
And he says the same thing that like. It's just awful. Well, it's a known thing. The guy's been around for a long time. Like, he's in his 50s. Like, this dude, like, stories get written about this guy. And he doesn't show it. Like, there was even someone that doubted it. And I remember one story. I don't remember if it was TMZ or whatever. He took, like, an x-ray or an MRI of it to prove that it was real because people didn't believe it. Like, it isn't.
There's one of him sitting on, like, a bench or a bed in a room, and it's a pretty high bench. Like, his legs are not at a 90-degree angle, and this thing almost goes to the freaking floor.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
It's... And he says that it, like, doesn't even always work because it's so heavy. Like, it... he can't...
Now, can't you have that reduced?
I don't know. Well, he's a poor, Mexican farmer. Like, he lives... Huh? Like, very meager... means. And like he calls it a curse. So if you're ever that guy out there that's like, oh my god, I have a small one and what I wouldn't give, well, be careful because it can go the other way. Yeah, he lived in poverty, he dreamed of being a porn star, but like it that doesn't even work because again, he's not an attractive man.
Here's somebody who texts and says, speaking to UK bro on behalf of all very averagely endowed men in the world, cry me an effing river, bitch. Well, come on. Let's have a little sympathy, guys.
Now, does this warrant revisiting? Anthony texts us and says, this D-talk reminds me of Sook's story about the Mariners bathroom.
Yeah. Dude, that dude.
I don't know this story.
It was the ultimate flex that I've ever seen. I was in the bathroom. We were leaving Safeco. T-Mobile, whatever. I think it was Safeco at the time. It's a couple years ago. And, you know, as you're leaving the stadium, they have smaller bathrooms on the way out that don't have, like, the bunch of stalls. And this one probably had, I don't know, maybe four or five is one of the smaller ones you're leaving out through, like, center field. And I walk in there, and the stalls were taken. So I'm standing there waiting my turn. And my man, whose pants are around his ankle, like, well, it's more like the knees. And and he was a short, chubby Hispanic man, like not attractive in any way. And I mean obese. He was a large, short, fat man. And my man turned around from the urinal, pants kind of around the knees, just packing heat. And I mean serious, serious heat. And every one of us in that bathroom were instantly like, whoa. And he kind of did a pause for a minute.
Was he trying to flex?
There's no way he couldn't have been. Because he kind of did like the, just turn around and there was like a brief moment of like, yep. And then he proceeded to kind of flop it back in and pull up. Did not wash his hands, by the way. And then take off. And I guarantee that man who you look at and you think, that dude does that at every opportunity he can. Because instantly, he owned that bathroom. Every one of us. And even after he left, like the two guys next to him, we're all looking at each other like, did you see that? We're like, oh, we sure did. And you would never see it coming. That dude is like undercover. Undercover cop. Entrapment. And yet you couldn't look away.
Did you say nice fiddle bow?
I didn't know what to. I think I audibly went like this. Ooh. I think that was my sound. And then like kind of like did a little bit of a take back like it was going to attack me. And then at the same time, I wanted to be like, hey, man, good for you. Because that guy didn't appear that he had a lot going on for himself. But he's got that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, God has created the world with balance.
Yeah.
That if you look like Brad Pitt, yeah, you ain't getting that dong. But if you look like this guy from the UK,
yeah,
he'll toss you the dong.
But the question is, and then I thought about this. This guy ran around my head for many, many hours.
I mean, you can't have it all.
But when I looked at that guy, what? Maybe he's got a great personality, but how often does he even get the opportunity to take that? I think his point is, I had a theory that he is doing everything he can to spread the word around the Seattle area that's what that guy's got going on. Because I don't think he's getting many opportunities with the way he looks to present that. But if he creates enough buzz, so I had this theory that he was going around to every major Seattle event and then just randomly going into bathrooms, and then eventually like an urban legend would spread of the chubby Hispanic man like El Toro. And then like people would be like, is that El Toro? He's like Batman. He's a myth at this point. But if you see El Toro up at a Mariner game, you will know of what I speak. Because it's something else.
Somebody's saying that guy in South America, his ween is basically a giant growth. So most of that is not his penis. Most of it is a growth in part of his penis. And that makes way more sense. Because that thing, I mean, it just looks fake. Like there's
so it's
no,
like a tumor on his penis?
It's like a growth or something. I don't know. But that makes more sense that's...
He did get deported from the United States for exposing himself to people.
Who, that guy?
Yeah,
the South American guy?
Yeah, the South American guy.
I thought you said he doesn't take it out.
Well, apparently not anymore because he got deported. Said, I've never had a girlfriend, a partner, or anything like that. I've never even been kissed. I like women, but I've never had one. And says, so far, Cabrera, who was deported from the United States for exposing himself in front of girls. So... You know, I guess now he covers it up, but apparently when he was trying to pull the El Toro and be like, hey, check it out.
Yeah, it just goes to show you, too, some of these guys, like, you get these giant hogs, but it doesn't mean that, like, you still got to have the charm.
Yeah.
That's why the Girthmaster is interesting, because it sounds like he's pretty normal guy.
Pretty normal dude.
Who actually has a little bit of game, and then he's packing that when the pants are off.
That's the
$80,000. Now, that right there is $80,000 a month.
That's what gets
Whereas
you.
This guy in the UK,
creepy dude.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
And he's awkward, and he still can't get women, and he's got a 12-inch peanut. What a waste. It's like Tim Tebow.
Yeah. It's like being...
Look at Tim Tebow.
It's like being blessed with a Lamborghini, but you can't drive stick.
Yep.
What are you going to do? You're sitting there grinding gears, stuck in first.
All right. Well, that concludes...
Just got in the car after taking my girls to dinner, and one immediately says, ugh, why did you turn on 1080 to the fan?
Ugh, why? I think they may mean, why didn't you turn it on faster? Is that maybe what they meant?
This is an education of men and women.
Except it's a 4-year-old.
This is sex ed. Well, never start too early.
Yeah. Yeah. Also should have minded the 6 p.m. disclaimer.
That's right. We have a disclaimer. That is the end, though. That's the end of Dong Talk. You are welcome.
I do still have Dong audio.
It's not it. It's not over. Never is over.
I don't know what we're going to do next, but we're going to find something, and it's going to be great. Here's Buck.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, so I lied. More Dong Talk. We forgot about Buckley is adding some dong to the Dong Talk. He's got sports dong audio.
Yeah, when the club intersects with sports, this comes to us from
never ends.
The NHL world, where in the studio show, they were showing Jack Eichel take a saw and saw off part of his hockey stick, which led PK Subban to start this exchange.
I was going to say, yeah. I'm not a carpenter, but I carry around a hammer. Anyway, go on.
Yes, you do. I have heard. So the Dallas Stars lost game. They keep getting off to these slow starts in these series. The Stars have lost game one 5 straight times, PK, but they've rebounded.
They all start to laugh.
Oh, my God.
I love that PK Subban, like, out of nowhere, is just like, by the way, I have a giant penis, everybody. What?
On TV.
Gosh. He's like one of 4 black guys in the NHL. Oh, talk about swinging a hammer. And the best part was that Levy? Was that who was in there with him?
Yeah, that was Steve Levy, and then laughing in the middle, there's Mark Messier.
Steve Levy said,
yeah, I've heard that. Which means it's a known commodity.
Yeah, here it is one more time.
I was gonna say, yeah. I'm not a carpenter, but I carry around a hammer. Anyway, right. Go on.
Yes, you do. I have heard. So the Dallas Stars lost game. They keep
It's a known thing.
Which is worse?
Him? The ESPN locker room? What are we talking about here? How does Steve Levy know?
Yeah, I think that part is worse. Like, it's pretty... I mean, come on. PK Subban saying that is pretty tasteless.
Yeah.
But it's just downright weird that that Levy goes, oh, I've heard. Oh, can't wait to take a look. What the hell? Like, just let that go. Let it breathe.
Do you think he's trying to, like, play off the moment and just make it seem less awkward?
I don't think so.
I think he's trying to steal the moment, and it didn't work.
Oh, God. It's either that or it's just a known commodity.
You don't always have to say everything that comes to mind.
My late father, the great Robert Brown, he did the old man thing where he would pull his shorts up, you know, like to hide his gut, mm-hmm. Which can I just say to every man out there, I don't know who you're fooling with that. Stop doing that. Like, you got that big old boiler and you're like, let me just pull these up. So it was not uncommon for my dad to be hanging out, you know, it would make an appearance. Make an appearance out of the bottom of his shorts, and we'd be like, "Dad, like, come on, like, you know, can we do something?"
You tell him about it. You're like, "Yeah, hey, your balls are out."
Oh no, not the balls. The
whatever.
Whatever.
Just neither is good.
No. So, So we were talking, me and my roommate, Ford Poston, we were talking one day about like our folks. And I was like, dude, because we're meeting each other's parents. We've been roommates for a little bit. And I was, so we were talking about it. And I was like, oh yeah, my dad's he's a character. He's an interesting guy. And I told him about it. And so we were driving in the car, and it was Big Bobby in the front seat, my mom, and then me and Ford in the back. And out of nowhere, just to try to make people uncomfortable, he's like, hey, Booley, my mom, he goes, hey, rumor has it that Big Bobby's packing some heat. And my mom, without missing a beat, turns and goes, it's not a rumor. And I look up, and my dad just looks in the rearview mirror and winks at us and doesn't say a word and keeps driving. I was like, freaking wow. Bob Brown.
Baller. I love that.
Yeah, my roommate tried to make him uncomfortable, and my mom and dad just shrugged it right off. All he got was a little wink in the rearview mirror.
Too bad he wasn't on OnlyFans.
Oh. He had the Dahmer glasses and everything.
You could have got some of that money.
It'd be terrifying. I'll never forget my mom. Just no hesitation. It's not a rumor. Rest in peace. Big Bob Brown.
We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Google largest penis in the world and the dude pops up. By the way, someone texted in the Vancouver 4 text line and was like, the deep fly to, you know, left by Castellanos.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
Insinuating that we may be in trouble for this, realize that our boss just texted and said, I love dong news.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
So,
well, look, it's not for everybody, but yeah. It's certainly for her.
Well,
this stuff gets embraced around here.
He put the USDA stamp on his dong. Black dong. I've never seen so much dong in my life.
We didn't mean for this to be an all dong club. It just kind of.
Oh, no, we did.
It just kind of happened.
Dude, I'm sorry. We did. Because we started with vagina news.
That's true.
And I mean, I'm the one that outlines all this stuff. Yeah. I can tell you that if there are two stories, and certainly three.
Yeah.
At the top of the notes, We ain't getting to all that.
No. And then Buck came in with hot dong sports audio.
In an hour? So two stories is plenty to cover a whole hour of dong news. I had two pieces of dong news and a piece of vagina news. I could have told you this whole hour was going to be dong and vagina.
Yeah.
Been doing this long enough.
Yeah.
Hell, I one of those stories probably would have led to a whole hour of dong talk.
Probably. And the best part is, this inevitably happens to me, is someone at the gym or one of my ladies' friends or something will be like, you know, I tuned into your show for the first time ever. I was driving home and I thought you guys did sports.
I'm confused.
Oh, no, they were hurting you so bad.
Well, I really enjoy the show. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Bob.
I miss the days when I'd have to go to church on a Sunday and get pulled into an office somewhere to have a discussion about the content of my program.
Yeah, that's always a hard one to reconcile.
Yeah.
With you and I.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really only a couple people that I care. But those people, those poor people, and I'm talking about my parents.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Look, I'm sorry, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
It just is what it is.
I felt bad too because my stepfather who passed away, that was Big Bobby, but my dad still kicking around, and he doesn't say anything anymore, but I felt bad because the name Sukanik, obviously, there's not a lot of us around. So I feel bad because he's big into the church circles. And so, you know, he just gets it a lot. He's like, so your son, and you're like,
Can't you just tell him not to listen?
Well,
that's true.
I think it's tough. I used to always go with this one when I was trying to do the Lord thing. I always said, well, I don't know about your Heavenly Father, but mine finds me hilarious and thinks my sense of humor is great. And isn't it a personal relationship? And they never really appreciated that one either. Just didn't, never really, I was never able to thread that needle. so to speak.
Hey, look, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, someone has to. You know, what are you going to do? What did someone say? If you're speaking the truth, you're not going to make everyone happy. And that's what we do here is we speak the truth on Dong News.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Another listener's in. They say, you guys are killing me. Dong Talk is on my Mount Rushmore of primetime segments. Well done.
Great.
Look, it's in all of our lives. Well, maybe not all of us, but most of us. Maybe not Billie Eilish anymore, but, you know.
She'll be back. She woke up one day and realized she needed to have her face in someone's vagina.
Again, give it time. Hollywood, that thing, that's like hairstyles. Comes and it goes. There's ebbs and flows. They'll circle back around. She'll come back and play for our team eventually. Because you said, like, she'll rebrand, you know, like with a real classy.
Oh, it's coming.
Gaga thing. Let me just say, she may be playing left field right now. She'll move back.
You know what?
She'll move back to deep center or possibly right.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's all a bit set up by her marketing people.
It works.
Like, here's what we're going to do for ages 23 to 26. Ages 27 to 30, we're going to come back. We're going to like the dong.
Yeah.
We're going to get you all classied up.
It's like a rebrand like Asachi.
Find you a hubby. That's right.
When are your highlights coming and then your face?
You know, somebody, it was Joe Fisher, sent me an Asachi rough draft.
Yeah, it looks great.
No, I don't like it.
Oh, you didn't like it? It was the Versace logo, but with your face in the middle of it.
Yeah, I don't need my face. My face should not be on there.
Oh.
That's not a... It's too... The brand is far too classy to have my face on.
I understand.
I think just the Asachi with the period is really simple and elegant.
Yeah.
Asachi.
That's the key.
You know? Maybe with a... In parentheses, like, whisper under it.
I want you to have some sort of, like, the little symbols above letters, like the umlauts or whatever.
I think we need a font that implies whisper. I think we can do that.
There you go. All right, well. That's it.
That'll do it for us.
That will... Oh, God.
Are you okay? You ate that entire bag
of Roka. It's the bag of Roka. Buckley hands me a bag of these stupid Roka things.
They're mini Roka, so you can eat
more. He's like, here, these are the ones you need. They're little tiny ones.
To be fair, you had gotten your own bag anyway.
I ate the whole bag.
Hey, it doesn't count. They're small.
Damn it, Buckley.
They're fun size.
Well, tomorrow is NFL draft day. We'll get very serious, and we'll talk sports, and we'll pretend to know everything about all these players. Yeah. Until then, have a wonderful night. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Just Google largest penis in the world and the dude pops up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.